Groundbreaking on new biorefinery. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday in Monroe County's Von Ohr, the University of Tennessee and DuPont Danesco broke ground for an innovative pilot-scale biorefinery and state-of-the-art research and development facility.
Well, it's certainly been a long year coming, but this is just a great day, and we are so excited about what's about to take place here and what this means for the state and for the nation. What we've learned over the last year just gives us more and more confidence that this is a great direction. Not that it's the silver bullet, but it's here and now. It's something that can make a real difference.
Dr. Kelly Tiller is director of Tennessee's Biofuels Initiative and says support for cellulosic ethanol and the plant has been great since the beginning from both consumers and farmers.
It is an extremely exciting time. It really was impressive to me that they recognized agriculture to be so important to our economy and to everyone here.
David Richeson is a local farmer, and he joined Governor Phil Bredesen and others in using a tractor and planter instead of a shovel to initiate the biorefinery's construction. He is one of 16 local farmers who is trying switchgrass as a crop for the refinery. He says he's never gotten as much interest in a crop as when he began his stand of switchgrass.
You know, I've heard all my life, as I've been involved in agriculture, that better days are coming, and you know, you kind of get discouraged year after year, and prices and commodity prices are low, and it's a struggle to make it financially farming. But this time in agriculture, all consumers are fed up with high gasoline prices, and they are ready for some way of reducing our dependence on foreign oil. And it's from people at church or shopping in town. Everyone is, they know I'm producing switchgrass, and they're all asking, well, tell me about switchgrass.
U.S. Senator Corker and Congressman Wampin Duncan were also at the celebrations, a great opportunity for Tennessee agriculture. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.